To honour Veterans Day, Music at St David's is presenting Norfolk Letters. This is a setting of soldiers' letters from the Norfolk Armed Forces Memorial in Norfolk, Virginia. This is under the auspices of music director Douglas Buchanan, and he's in the studio today along with the composer Michael Rickleton. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How did this first come together for you, Michael?
Well, I could take it back even as early as the spring of 2000 when I first encountered the memorial on a school trip to Norfolk. But thinking about it musically, I guess started around 2016. My wife and I and kids would drive down the coast and do some camping along the beach, and we'd always make our way through Norfolk. And I remembered the memorial and decided I should revisit it. And as I was there and thinking about it the days after, it felt like a musical project. So I'd had it in the back of my mind for several years. And then Ross Tamaccio, wonderful baritone, and I started talking about a project. And I thought this would be the time to revisit that.
Douglas, what is so wonderful about the way you curate the series is how you pay particular attention to memorials, but also how you seem to have your ear to the ground about new music and interesting performers to bring into the series. How did you know about this remarkable project?
Well, that's a great question. We're always thrilled to be able to have each recital and even song sort of be themed about something that's a focus of commemoration. And as you say, I'm always looking around and listening to things that would be good matches for these ways to commemorate these events. Michael and I were talking at our performance of the St. Matthew Passion last season for St. David's, and we were just catching up and seeing what projects were going on, and Michael started talking about this project that he was working on with Ross, and both Michael and Ross have been deeply involved with music at St. David's, and so this seemed like one of those natural things that just had to be. I believe this is the second performance that some of these are getting. It's always great to have a first performance as a composer, but I've always found it's also really nice to have a second performance, like to actually have the piece continue its life and be heard by more people. But also to have that wedded with this commemoration of Veterans Day, I think would made for an impactful event.
And I gather that it's a work in progress, Michael.
Correct, yes. So I started writing the music, I guess, last summer, preparing for the premiere performance of a small set of the pieces in February at Old Dominion University down in Norfolk. And again, as Doug said, it's always great to get as many second performances as possible. And we organized a consortium of 34 folks to join the project and help to bring this music to more people. And so over this year and into the beginning of next year, I'll complete the set. This will be book one of two books, and book one has 14 pieces. And right now it is about half finished, and we'll work to get the rest of it finished by March.
Coming up at St. David's on Sunday, November 10th at 4:30 p.m., will be Norfolk Letters. The composer is Michael Rickleton. It's been such a pleasure to have him in the studio, along with the music director of Music at St. David's, Douglas Buchanan. There's more at stdavidsbaltimore.org. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judith.